أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قلنا اهبطوا منها جميعا فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن تبع هداي فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. In the previous ayat we read where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had declared his forgiveness for Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. On that point, the great discussion is by the ulama of what is called Ismat-e Anbiya alayhimus salatu wa salam, that all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wa salam are completely free from any and every sin and every blemish. The Christians believe that Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, na'uzu billah, had committed a sin, and all his progeny, all his children also are born with sin. So they are not born innocent, but they are born with sin. This is what the Christians believe. And they believe that na'uzu billah, Isa alayhi salatu wa salam gave his life on the cross, which is also not a fact. Isa alayhi salatu wa salam did not die on the cross, but they believe that, and he died on the cross for the sin of mankind. So who believes in Jesus, according to them, that person gets relieved of his sin, which is filled with completely falsehood, and there is absolutely no credit to their theory and their thinking. For first of all, every child is born innocent. It is unfair that if Allah Ta'ala made a child to be born in sin, that is, we come in this world already as sinners. This is what the Christians believe. Secondly, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was definitely not crucified on the cross, but Allah had raised him miraculously to the heavens where he is living till today. And thirdly, that one person commits a sin and somebody else pays for it. There is no logic in that also. Who does the wrong, commits the crime, he must pay for the crime. Not that somebody else pays for the crime. So that is a complete wrong belief. And according to to Islam, that every child is born also free of sin. And that every Nabi, Ismat-e Anbiya, every Nabi is also free from every type of sin and every type of wrong. The explanation of the various Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, the various instances of their lives, that is what was the preferred thing, the highest thing. Perhaps due to an error, they chose the thing which was less preferred. But they are pure and free from sin. What sin is, ma'asiyat. That is, a person is rebellious and wants to break the law of Allah Ta'ala. That is impossible that it can be in any Nabi. When Allah Ta'ala had declared, مَنْ يُطِيِ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ أَطَاءَ اللَّهِ. Whoever follows the Rasul has followed Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has equated the following of the Rasul with his own following. So when Allah is completely pure and Allah Ta'ala is free from any blemish whatsoever, when Allah declares that following the Rasul is following Allah, which means that following the Rasul is also a following of that person that is also free from every blemish and every fault whatsoever. So the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, they are completely free, and that is the belief of the ulama of Islam and the belief of the ulama of Islam, that every Nabi is free from every sin, is ma'asum. That is, they are similar to the quality of the malaika. As the malaika cannot commit any sin, they are ma'asum, they have got ismat, they are protected from Allah Ta'ala. So the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam also, like the malaika, they cannot commit any sin whatsoever. They are free from each and every sin. And the awliya and the great friends of Allah Ta'ala, Allah keeps them protected. It isn't that they cannot commit a sin, but Allah protects them and saves them. So this is a very important aspect of our deen also, and it is our aqeedah, our belief, that every Nabi is completely pure and free from every sin, though they themselves take it that they are responsible for various things, like on the day of Qiyamah, when people will want intercession and sifarish, they will go to all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, starting from Adam alayhi salam. But they will excuse themselves and they will say because of a certain mistake they had made, that they had said something, therefore we cannot make this intercession in the court of Allah. Finally, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam will make that intercession. But that is how they take it, when in actual reality, and this is how every person also should feel, that I am guilty of all sin, I've got weaknesses in me, that I've not done things in the correct way, but how but a person tried and did his best, Allah in His mercy accepts from that person. But that attitude of tawadu, of weakness, of humbleness must be in every person, and it is much more greater in the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. And on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah Ta'ala's awe will be so great, so it is quite clear that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam will also fear accordingly, and they are the ones who will fear the most in the court of Allah Ta'ala. But our belief and our yaqeen is that all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam have got their ismat, they are pure, and they have not committed any sin, and they are pure of each and every sin. That is what our belief is, contrary to the Christians' belief and other people's belief. So Ismat Anbiya is a great principle of our deen, and we all accept and believe that the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam are the purest creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Allah has commanded us to completely follow them in every aspect. And finally, we have to follow our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to the T. May Allah Ta'ala keep our aqaid also in place and give us the tawfiq to please Him completely, fully, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana.